This week in the Civil War, in areas of the Confederacy dominated by Union troops, President Abraham Lincoln desired the establishment of pro-Union state governments. That meant that some Southern states had both a Unionist government and a Confederate government, oftentimes in exile. The establishment of pro-Unionist governments depended on federal forces enrolling pre-war Unionists, those who had opposed the secession of the South. Lincoln saw those individuals as the core of any pro-Unionist state government and opposed the inclusion of any who were unwilling to take an oath of allegiance to the United States. On Sunday, January 31, 1864, Lincoln once again expressed his views to General Nathaniel Banks in Louisiana, instructing Banks that he was at liberty to adopt any rule which shall admit to vote any unquestionably loyal free state men and none others. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.